Power isn't pretty. In 1513, exiled from the Florence he loved, Niccolò Machiavelli penned what would become the most notorious political manual in history. Forget idealistic theories of virtuous leadership. The Prince delivers brutal pragmatism about human nature that still resonates 5 centuries later. Why do nice guys rarely win at the highest levels of power? Because they're playing by imaginary rules while others follow Machiavelli's playbook. His infamous advice that it is better to be feared than loved continues sparking debate among philosophers, politicians, and ambitious professionals worldwide. What makes this Renaissance text essential today? It provides a psychological X-ray into how power actually operates versus how we wish it would. Whether navigating corporate politics or understanding world leaders, The Prince remains the ultimate insider's guide to the machinery behind thrones. Power manifests in different forms. Hereditary states are easier to maintain due to generational loyalty, as demonstrated by the British monarchy's endurance through crises. New principalities face greater challenges, with populations often resenting change and yearning for previous rulers, similar to resistant employees in corporate acquisitions. Machiavelli notes a paradox: people crave change when unhappy, yet resist it once implemented. This creates challenges for new rulers who initially benefit from public optimism but soon face disillusionment. His advice for new territories? Maintain physical presence, respect local customs while implementing gradual changes, and manage rivals carefully. A state structure significantly impacts its conquest. Centralized kingdoms prove hard to conquer but easier to hold once the ruler falls. Conversely, states with powerful nobles may be easier to invade through exploiting divisions but harder to maintain. This explains the contrasting outcomes between Alexander's Persian conquest and Rome's rebellious provinces. For governing free territories, Machiavelli presents 3 options: complete destruction, personal residence, or preserving local laws under loyal leadership. Half measures fail because cities accustomed to freedom will always remember their former liberty, a persistent spark for rebellion. History's greatest leaders, Moses, Cyrus, Romulus, achieved power through virtue and ability rather than inheritance. While fortune provided opportunities, their skill enabled them to seize these moments and build lasting power. These self-made princes succeeded by recognizing pivotal moments, acting decisively, and understanding that new systems require both vision and force. This pattern appears in modern entrepreneurship. Leaders like Steve Jobs didn't just spot opportunities, they reimagined possibilities and possessed the drive to realize their vision despite setbacks. Machiavelli's key insight remains relevant. The innovator has for enemies all those who have done well under old conditions and lukewarm defenders in those who may do well under the new. This explains why organizational change often fails. Current beneficiaries resist, while potential beneficiaries offer minimal support until success is certain. Leaders who rise through luck rather than merit face a crucial challenge. Without developed leadership skills, they falter when fortune shifts. Consider Francesco Sforza versus Cesare Borgia. Sforza, rising through ability, built a lasting dynasty. Borgia, despite his brilliance, failed because his power depended on his father's position as Pope. When his father died, his authority crumbled. No aspect of Machiavelli's work is more controversial than his analysis of cruelty in governance. While clemency is desirable, a prince must employ necessary cruelty to maintain order. The key isn't that cruelty is good, but that misplaced mercy can cause greater harm. A leader who fails to punish troublemakers risks creating widespread disorder. In his famous analysis of whether it's better to be loved or feared, Machiavelli concludes that fear provides a more reliable foundation for obedience. Love depends on obligation, which people break for self-interest, while fear of punishment remains consistently effective. However, and this is crucial, fear must never become hatred. A prince can be feared without being hated by respecting his subjects' property and honor. Hatred generates active resistance that no amount of fear can suppress. The modern parallel is clear. Executives who avoid painful but necessary decisions may harm their entire organization, while those who act without empathy generate destructive resentment. Effective leaders make difficult decisions when required, but do so with transparency and respect. While conventional morality prizes honesty, Machiavelli observes that successful princes often broke faith when strategically necessary. He argues that rigid adherence to promises in a world of dishonest actors puts a ruler at a severe disadvantage. A prince must embody both man and beast, combining human reason with animal instinct. Like a lion, he uses force to frighten enemies. Like a fox, he recognizes traps. This duality helps him detect deception and know when circumstances require breaking commitments. Though this contradicts modern values of authenticity, similar principles operate in negotiation and competition, where complete transparency can be self-defeating. Machiavelli reveals the gap between appearance and reality in politics. While a prince should appear virtuous, faithful, merciful, honest, and religious, he must be flexible enough to act against these virtues when security demands it. Rigid adherence to conventional virtue often leads to failure against less scrupulous opponents. While Machiavelli acknowledges that princes must sometimes act harshly, they must avoid actions that generate hatred or contempt among subjects, dangerous more threatening than any external enemy. Hatred emerges when a prince seizes property or dishonors women, while contempt stems from appearing frivolous, indecisive, or weak. These principles translate directly to modern leadership. Executives who steal credit or harass employees breed hatred, while inconsistent leaders quickly lose respect and authority. Physical defenses, like fortresses, offer security only in proportion to the ruler-subject relationship. While necessary for feared princes, fortresses prove unnecessary or even harmful for leaders with popular support as they signal distrust. Modern equivalents, excessive bureaucracy, restrictive policies, or communication barriers may provide temporary security but ultimately erode essential trust. The true foundation of security rests on respect and self-reliance. A prince must be respected rather than hated and must depend on his own capabilities. This self-sufficiency applies to all aspects of governance. A leader dependent on others surrenders control of his fate. Machiavelli advocates calculated, strategic use of force rather than capricious violence. Effective leadership sometimes requires actions that conventional morality would condemn. Violence should be swift and decisive, aimed at creating stability rather than indulging cruelty. Breaking faith must serve state interests, not personal desires. Maintaining the appearance of virtue remains crucial for public support. True wisdom lies in recognizing when necessity demands departure from conventional morality. Success comes to those who rely on their own capabilities, the armed prophets who can act decisively, rather than the unarmed prophets who falter against resistance. The principles endure. Understand human nature as it is, balance fear with respect, and maintain the self-sufficiency to seize opportunity when it arises.